The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So this Doja Cat situation is something that has been going on for a while. But I also had to remember, I'm like, Doja Cat started off saying, bitch, I'm a cow. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you have expectations of somebody who starts off with antics, right? It's like, it's joke rap. It wasn't even supposed to be, serious. She started off saying, bitch, I'm a cow. And now, you know, she is full-blown demon mode. Like, hip-hop has gotten to this point. Not even hip-hop. Hip-hop really gets a bad rap because hip-hop is at this place of no return now. And nobody's even talking about it, you know? And she wasn't the first person to do it, but when you start seeing rappers talking about... When you start seeing rappers talking about that they are, you know, rock stars, that really just mean that they going... demon mode, you know, that really means that they about to go full on like Satanist vibes. All right. And it's sad because hip hop started off, or I ain't gonna say it started off, but hip hop in some of its infancy stages supposed to be on God body time. And we don't even be tripping off this now, but what does that say when you got young girls like really listening to her music and like singing it now? You know what I'm saying? And like, but I think that the bigger thing is they be making fun of y'all. They be making fun of the listener, right? They be making fun of the listener saying that no matter what I put out, society is so stupid. Society is so stupid that no matter what, they go support. And not even just the people, nobody. And this is something that I find sad about the industry, because the industry be on real devil time. Nobody in the industry going to say nothing. They going to be in the comments supporting, oh, I love this. This is art. They're going to try to justify it any way they know how, because this society is allergic to accountability. It's allergic to accountability, right? It's allergic to accountability. Nobody checks each other at all. The women's movement is laughable in the way that you can't support a person in everything that they do, right? That's not good. That's toxic. When a person supports you in everything that you do, whether it's good or bad, man, they don't really rock with you, because you could be doing something that is detrimental. And the one thing I really hate about the way when we talk about men and we talk about women, I hate when anytime we're talking about a woman, it's deflection instantly. That's the whole idea of not taking accountability. This Doja Cat thing, you know, the same thing with the Lil Uzi, you know, now it's like they're going to worship the devil in front of your face. The Lil Nas X, they're going to worship the devil in front of your face. I'm talking about, this is the most blatant Satanism on the planet. This ain't the type of, when I was in high school, they used to have those videos about hip hop being the Illuminati and they had to break things down. They ain't breaking nothing down no more because it's just obvious. It ain't nothing to break down. It ain't no... you know, we seen them throw up a devil horn, and we seen them, you know, have this symbol and wore this t-shirt and stood next to this person. Nah, she just said, I'm just going to paint the Satanist shit on their face and, you know, do a ritual on camera and dress up as a demon and say they love the devil. And then y'all still going to listen to it. It ain't even like, ain't nothing even hidden no more. It ain't even subliminal. And yo, it's just right there, like, boom, I bet you still gonna take it because society has lost all its morals that nobody stands up for nothing. Man, you gotta understand how dangerous that is. Just think about how dangerous that is. The people that will accept anything is in the final stages of a fall. The final stages of a fall, man. And this is why so many people listen to High Level Conversations. People really be trying to figure out why. How come you so successful? How come we do bigger numbers than all of these podcasts out there? All of them. Ain't nobody getting them views like we getting them. Why? Because people ready for that light again. Because the world got all this darkness going on. People ready to tap back into that God self because they listen to this music and be having them on demon time. Her brother was explaining, like, man, you go, I went out to Africa, man, and I'm listening to the music and it's just vibes. You know, they do the little hand movement. They be vibing, I ain't gonna lie. It's just like peace and love and happiness and joy all in the music. We just come to have a good time. It's just vibes. Then they start playing rap and it's like, I'ma shoot this nigga, kill him. And it's like, damn. Why you gotta kill somebody every five rhymes? Why he gotta
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look like me. You know what I'm saying? Somebody on the come up. You talking about the brother come up. Broke ass niggas can't buy what I buy. Like, damn, right. A brother just got a couple dollars. Now, you know, he want to take his girl out to a restaurant. Now you in there talking about some, if your man take you out to this restaurant, he ain't shit. Like, damn, bro, just rap is cold. You can't. You know what I'm saying? Niggas lost that. What, niggas is still doing podcasts? Like, niggas start dissing everything. Like, we don't celebrate. Niggas start dissing everything in the music. Like it's personal. You know what I'm saying? <That's>, hip hop is the most hating ass music. I swear to God. Yo, hip hop is the most hating ass genre on the planet. Facts. Hip hop be hating, man. I ain't gonna lie. They talk about everybody, like all society. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they wasn't broke before they got on. And then how you start, like, you know what I mean, talking about people going to certain restaurants and, like, remember Drake talking about some, if you ain't on Vogue, you ain't even a model. Damn. How you going at the ladies? It's getting bad. It's getting bad, yo. It's bad. It's bad. Hip-hop, that's why we be hating on each other so much. Because that's all hip-hop is about. Like, hip-hop is, like, dissecting everything and just hate. It's some hating-ass shit going on. Hip-hop is the most hating genre on the planet. It's like, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to murder you, I'm going to hate you. It ain't like, come on, let's celebrate each other. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy you got a couple of dollars in your pocket. Like, I'm happy you feeling good. You know, like, yeah, man, we got to stop hating on each other so much. Niggas be working a 9-to-5. It's just every single thing. I get tired of it. You know, it's like you feel like you getting attacked personally listening to hip hop. You just be vibing to some niggas wearing crowns. I don't fuck with them. Whoa, where did that come from? Like, why are you throwing so much personal hate in your music? Like, make it for people. You know, like, dang, I don't like that. I get tired of it, man. Rappers be killing me, be, you know what I'm saying? Throwing off the whole vibe. Cause you be in there feeling guilty cause a line hits you and it feel like it's a personal attack, but you gonna keep listening to it like, yeah, ain't talking about me. Like, definitely talking about you cause you fit the description. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop be doing that. You feel me? Like, I know women that model and they was mad at that Drake line, but ain't nobody say nothing. You know what I'm saying? The models are singing the line. How y'all singing a line? But because they didn't want to sing like they wasn't on Vogue. They didn't want to sing. They didn't want to sing like, oh, they ain't talking about me. You talk about the other. No, it's one of those things. Yo, it's crazy, man. It's got
watching all these top bands.
Yeah, even rappers hate on themselves. Rappers be like, I'm not a rapper. Yo. That's the craziest thing. Rappers be hating so much, they hate on themselves first. I'm not a rapper. I don't fuck with them. Like you ain't never heard no profession ever do that before. A doctor, I ain't a doctor. I don't fuck with doctors. Like, bro, like, you old doctor, like, why? Why we be doing this, man? What's going on? Rapping is the only profession where they hate on themselves. You know what I mean? So that's why, I think that's why they feel comfortable hating on everybody else. Like, bro, I hated on myself first. Niggas be talking, rapping is talking, and they be like, I don't talk a lot. Like, how you hating on people talking? Like, I swear, it be going deep, man. It pause. It's crazy, y'all. It don't make no sense. Like, even the snitches be talking about some, I don't snitch, and then they go snitch. How you gonna make a song about no snitching 1,000 times and then go snitch? Like, bro, like, you gotta think about the future, yo. You was dissing your future self, didn't even know it. Rap gotta relax. Man, rap gotta relax, man. I'm tired of it, I'm gonna be honest with you. It's really, like, it's hurting my soul. I can't do this no more. I can't do it no more. I'm retiring from rap in a minute. If we don't stop hating, we gotta put some more. That's why I'm getting into the game so I can make some stuff that ain't hating. We calling out the hating for sure. You know what I mean? This is me, it's not you. You know what I'm saying? We definitely calling it out, but definitely the Afrobeats is, they got us beat right now because Afrobeats is a much better vibe to listen to. I will much better listen to Afrobeats than rap right now just because rap be hating so much about everything.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.